Welcome to our podcast. I'm Catherine.
I'm Ben.
I'm Crystal.
Tom.
I'm Shell.
And today we're going to be talking about our experiences with Blue 2.0, because we're all finished, right?
Yay!
This will finish me up.
All right, good.
A little blogging, and then I'll be done.
I've still got a couple things left. Okay, so I guess let's go through the various weeks. Chatting. So what did you guys think of AIM and chatting?
Did not like AIM.
AIM sucks.
I've had AOL for years, and you know what? I've used chat so much, it doesn't matter what program I'm using.
Okay. I didn't care for it much.
Yeah, at least it wasn't obvious to me how to do chats with more than one person at once, and I didn't like the ads. On the software.
The ads do suck. But do you mean like chatting like a group? Like as a like three people talking in the same window like Jabber does?
Yep.
Or okay. I know how to do that.
Yeah. Dude, it's never been obvious to me, so
yeah, I have used
you have to click something and make a special window for it. For AOL.
Oh, okay.
Now I've used my AIM account through the iChat on my Mac and it's worked out really well. And you don't have all the ads and all the visual clutter that you do through the web interface.
That's cool. Yeah, I installed the software on my computer and I found it to be pretty invasive. Like, it really wants to start up and log you in no matter what you do. So I was pretty happy to
get rid of it.
To get rid of it and start using something else. So
we like Jabber.
We've been using Jabber just chatting among ourselves since we started this program. I think it's worked out really well.
I do have, there's an error on Jabber though, because I'll have a message between you and a message between you and Copana.
Yeah.
And so I'll be talking to you and everything that Copana's telling me shows up in your chat room, and every time I try to type back to her, even though it says Copana or 18 at the top, it sends to both of you. And so you're like, what are you talking about?
That was really funny. I was telling Tom, yeah, you should look over this container, look at all the images, make sure there's no blurs, and Tom said, awesome, that's a great idea. I'm like, oh, I thought so too, but I'm glad you're so enthusiastic about it.
Those actually took Copana.
I happened. I asked you a question, and Copana answered it the other day.
That may have been just because we were in the same chat room. But
These are instant message windows, not the actual room.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something different on there.
Yeah, yeah. You can individually message people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how we tell secrets about you.
Oh.
Yeah, so
you type behind your back.
So Shell's toe needs therapy.
Yeah, so you may
Tom
try
is evil, by the way.
There are different clients. You don't have to use Exodus. There's one called Psy that a lot of people like, PSI. It may or may not have the same bug, but...
So that was my only complaint about it. I never had that problem on Yahoo.
Okay. All right. So how about blogging? What do you think about blogging?
I don't like being forced to do it.
Oh.
Because it feels uncreative.
Like you don't like being forced to blog as an assignment, or do you don't like having specific things that you need to blog about?
Either.
Okay.
I'm not much of a talker, so blogging is really hard.
Mm, okay.
You know, I'd say one sentence and I'm finished, whereas it's not very interesting to have a whole program of, okay, I finished it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
See, I started my blog before this, and so it was hard for me to remember to do it, and just like I was forcing myself to do it. But I go through spurts where I'm like, oh, blogging all the time. And then I'm like, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, I had one years ago on LiveJournal, and I just kind of stopped doing it. Like, I mostly did it when I had a lot of stuff going on. Like, oh, I have climbing pictures. I think I'll post those. And there aren't too many good pictures when you're in library school for 2 years. It's like, I'm studying still. So. But.
Cool. I've never really used a blog before, and you know, now I made one with Hannah, and I really like it. So
that's cute.
It's been a good way to show my family how to, you know, pictures and everything, and tell them what's going on with not having to email everyone. So they just log in and read.
Cool. And Hannah Amanda's quite a good writer for being 6 weeks old, by the way. Especially since she can't read.
She can type.
She can type.
Okay, how about RSS feeds?
Snore.
Snore.
I hate RSS feeds.
Why?
Because I feels cheap. You should rather just go and read that person's blog than just get a cheap summation. Granted, you can set it so it sets the whole blog, but then it takes up, like, windows for days.
Oh, it depends on how you do it, though. So, like, if you read your RSS feeds through a newsreader,
mm-hmm.
then you can basically view it like mail. So I use Thunderbird, and every new message shows up, like, in a folder. Like, I can look, and I can sort of see the summary. Oh, Tom posted twice, Crystal posted once, and I see it along with my other RSS feeds. Like, that's how I keep up with the couple of online comics that I read. Like, every now and then there's a new one. Oh, and I go and I can go read my comics. But I would never, I don't know, if I had to go look at it every day. I wonder if Tom posted something. I wonder if Copana posted something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't keep up with it.
What is that?
That sounded like a cross between a dog and a duck.
That was weird.
Here's the horse. Gallop, horsey. No, but with like reading like people's blogs or whatever on RSS feeding, I can't compete with a horse.
Yeah.
I don't feel obligated to read their stuff. It's just whenever I feel like looking at it, I'll go look at it.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's also kind of just unpractical for me to use them because I don't follow anybody regularly.
So you view them as an interruption?
I feel them as a middleman that needs to be cut out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still don't really get into the RSS feeds. I don't know if I just don't understand it well enough or
I don't
what
think I
just
understand it.
Just really didn't like it that much.
I didn't like it initially because it just seemed like a bookmark,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a site that I had memorized that I was going to go to anyway. But I do like it for the 3 or 4 blogs that I do read regularly that the people don't post every day. So I can just kind of go, oh, does so-and-so, oh, no, okay, I don't have to go check it. So in that respect, it is a bit of a time saver having the quick glance of, oh, there's new content here.
Yeah.
I used it more than I thought I would.
Hmm. I've got nothing.
All right. Okay, so how about wikis?
I think PB Wiki, and I notice I keep going first, but PB Wiki is awful. Awful.
I like our department wiki much better.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got okay, people at Blue 2.0, you need to call Catherine Liebarger. She is a really, really good source because she knows what she's doing.
I caught you, Ben.
That was Tom.
You tried to get Ben in trouble.
That was Tom, not Ben.
The
opinions expressed.
Sincerely.
Well, she has a, like, we have a wiki we use at work that she kind of moderates, and she has little assignments on there that are so much more helpful at teaching how to use a wiki than I thought the assignment for Blue 2.0 ever was or could be.
It was a little unguided. It wasn't very clear about what to make a wiki about, and
I just
didn't find it to be the least. If you're gonna make a list of something, I would just rather use a piece of paper and a pencil.
Well, most of the stuff I thought of, and some of the things that they suggested making wikis for in the PB Wiki site was like recipes, and I was thinking like a blog would be. I mean, what's the point of somebody's supposed to come in and correct your recipe in the wiki?
Yeah,
so, I mean,
wikis are very good for collaborative efforts.
Yeah, but
maybe a better way to have gone through the exercise is get with the other people in your department and create a wiki and everybody contribute to it, because we could have done that easily.
We already do.
But if we didn't, you know, we could, okay, this is what our wiki topic's going to be. Everybody put in a recipe. You know,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, and And one thing that would have been nice, I mean, I found PB Wiki. They kept sending me mail. They really just kept sending me lots of mail.
Yeah.
I think it would have been nice to install like a media wiki, like, and have everybody, have the library, have everyone in the library all
wiki something.
All wiki something.
Yeah.
So
I guess
PB Wiki gives, I mean, it's kind of nice in that if you really do want your own wiki separate
mm-hmm.
from everything else, then it shows you that there are places that host them
right.
for free. And that's kind of nice. So it gives you a little bit more independence.
But what's the difference between like using something like that and just putting it on, you know, like Microsoft Word if you're going to do a list of something?
Oh, well,
it's changeable and
changeable to you. So if you have your recipes all in Microsoft Word, I can't see them and I can't edit them.
But and it also tracks the versions, which is nice.
That
you can
too.
See where the changes have been made.
Mm.
Now, I have actually passed along the Blue 2.0 blog to different people that are
mm-hmm.
wanting to learn a little bit about this and have no idea where to start. And one of them is the anthropology department. They're actually looking at, they think the librarians are really cool because they get paid to create MySpace accounts.
Awesome.
But they were looking, they wanted to start their own wiki because a lot mm-hmm. of times they have people out in the field and they want to upload pictures so that everybody knows what's going on and be
so
able to.
So that would be great to contact Catherine Leibart.
No, you don't need to contact me to do it. MediaWiki is a free piece of software.
MediaWiki.
Is that
MediaWiki?
What we have?
Yeah,
okay.
It's the same software that underlies Wikipedia.
I will pass that along to the anthropologist.
So you can download it. It's absolutely free. It's open source. You can install it on any server.
It's user friendly.
I think it's very user friendly, and the knowledge is transferable. If you know how to write wiki code for our wiki, you know how to write wiki code for Wikipedia, which I highly recommend. It's very fun.
I was going to ask you, did you find a lot of errors April Fool's Day?
I don't know if I looked, but probably no more than usual.
Okay.
So tagging with delicious. What do we think about that?
That was awful.
I didn't like it at first, but then after the fact, after I thought about it, I was like, I really think I could use it more because I have bookmarks here, I have bookmarks at home on my PC, and I have bookmarks on my Mac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, that would be nice just to have them in one spot so I could access them more readily.
I didn't use the internet that much, and the sites I go to I have memorized in my head to begin with. But
yeah.
So it's not really helpful to me because I always go to the same like four or five sites. But I know lots of people who do use it who find it, I know a guy who's an IT guy, and he's constantly working on everybody else's computers and his own, and it's really easy if he needs to find whatever IT resource, he can just bring up Delicious. And so I can see that it could be useful for other people personally. And
I thought it was hard to set up, though.
I didn't think it was hard to set up.
Really?
I found it pretty easy.
With that.
Seems like I had a hard time trying to get into it or something.
Hmm.
I can't remember what it was now.
My hardest part is
the
remembering
tag
the
button
Delicious
disappeared
site.
On a lot of the people's
computers. Oh yeah,
computers
trying to get the dots
around here.
In the correct place. Yes.
Is that what happened? No,
I still have
my tag.
The tag button disappeared on a lot of the people's computers.
Oh really?
Around here, I know it did on mine, and I know Cliff's.
Cliff never could get it to work.
Well, he had it up for a little while, and he was tagging stuff, and then his tag button. It was one time when they had the mandatory turn off the computers and turn it back on, and the tag button was gone.
Oh, maybe his software got updated or something.
I never really looked. I didn't really find a great deal of use for it, so I never really looked to how to get it back on. But it was gone, and I never bothered to really deal with it again.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. I didn't have much interest in searching for things using other people's tags. Like,
yeah.
I think Folksonomy is a nice idea, but I mean, your precision and your recall as far as searching, you're going to get something, but you're going to get something that someone else thinks is funny. I mean, not necessarily
mm-hmm.
you, so it's okay. one thing I was thinking we could do with it is we always have this idea of, well, we all want to do PowerPoint presentations and we all want to use kind of the same groups of photos. Like I take, mm-hmm. I can take photos of students working for my project, but Becky might want to include them in her presentation. And we don't necessarily all want to put them on the same web server, all on the same file space. So if we put them...
The computer's been locked, just so you notice that we're recording this on. I don't think that's an issue, but...
Let me unlock it. Just
okay. Hold, please.
Do we need to talk amongst ourselves? Shell, West Virginia, neither West nor Virginia discussed.
Okay. We're still going.
Hopefully not a big deal, but we'll see.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh, so what I was thinking we could do, and I played with it a little bit, is just put our photos wherever we want to put them on the web, whether we put them on our own sites or put them on Flickr mm-hmm. or put them on PAX, like our web server, and just tag them with Delicious and one tag that we always use, like UKPDP or something. Mm-hmm. So if I really want a photo of one of us disbinding, then we can come up with our own little... language, and I can search for UKPDP Folksonomy or UKPDP Ben or UKPDP mm-hmm. whatever, and basically have them host our index for us.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be fun.
It did sound.
I have a couple things up like that, but mm-hmm. haven't really gotten too much into it.
Okay, next.
online applications. I guess that's Google Docs.
Was there anything else? Because I truly don't remember even after you were describing
it. I don't
it.
Remember. Let me check.
Google. I remember doing Google Docs.
I did
Docs.
Google Docs, yeah.
The server was down, and so I'm like, okay, well, this is a good time to do some Lua 2.0. And so I sat and made like a little rhyme about how I didn't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to whoever was supposed to check it. She sent it back. She's like, that's great. Some rhyme on the web. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it took her a long time to respond to me. She'd been out
it was like
she was
four
out
or five
sick
days.
Or something, and I wasn't sure that she had received the share, and she emailed back. She's like, yeah, it just took
okay.
a while. And
looks like Google Docs.
Yeah, I've used it a little bit with some people that I'm grouped with in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and. Doing a spreadsheet, and the one girl doesn't have Excel, she has Microsoft Works.
Oh, awful program.
I think I have Works, I have Excel, here, my Mac has nothing, so the Google Docs is really good for that because it allows us to access and we can share the work responsibility and I can add mm-hmm. things to it and that type of thing, so I've actually used it more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Something else I like about it is that you and another person can edit the same document at the same time.
Right.
No, that is unique.
And I mean, and you really can see the other person
mm-hmm.
working on it, which is really nice. I used it with a friend when we were planning out a project. Like he was typing on one part and I was typing on another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a very old program for the Mac that does that, but very old, but I've never had a Mac till recently, so I've never played with it. But I do like Google Docs. And another nice thing about it is that it does version control.
Yes.
So you can
see when things were changed.
Yeah. And if you're collaborating with somebody else, then you can see what they changed in it as well.
Right.
So that's pretty nice.
The only thing that was weird about it is when you save it, it doesn't immediately show up in your documents or when you've
really?
Shared
yeah,
it or something.
Time.
There's
yeah.
big time lag time. And so the person I was working with, she got so frustrated because she thought it didn't save and she'd just done all this work. And so then she did it again and then she quit. And then I was like, oh, no, it's there. And she's like, ugh. It didn't look like it was there and I quit. But other than that, it's great.
Good. Okay, how about Play Week? What do we do for Play Week?
Play Week was awesome because there was, if you only had to do two things, there's several things in there I already do all the time. So
yeah.
it was just like,
yeah.
oh, this is going to be done quick. Blog, 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 blog.
Yeah.
But for fun, I went and did the, something I hadn't done, I went and did the avatar applications, whatever.
Yeah.
Which I'm upset about because as an overweight man, the only options they have for overweight bodies are like 350-pound men.
Aww.
They don't have just a little tummy or anything like that. And that really upset me.
Well, then you would probably like Second Life. Making your avatar for Second Life, you get to decide, I mean, how big each part of your nose is and how big each part of your hair is.
Sweet.
It's
still got to do
sort
that.
Sort of thing on that Mii's thing.
On one of the Mii's.
On
but
the AIM?
Yeah. But I can never get that to upload to anything, so
no, I could get
I went
the whole
into
Wii
World,
too.
And I enjoyed Wii World quite a bit. And the little cartoony ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As in, like, the Wii as Nintendo Wii?
No. It's
Wii.
They're
like
little avatars. They're cartoon avatars,
okay.
Basically. They're very cartoony.
Well, Wii
do
has
look
an avatar.
Anything like
yeah. Oh, does
Nintendo
it? Oh, okay,
ones.
Yeah. Not the...
The Mii on the Wii.
The Mii on the Wii, yeah.
What else?
I think I just played some. I think they had a list of games or something. I tried those, and I don't really remember. I remember I kept wanting to do Second Life, but never had time to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I went into
happened.
It and signed up for it, but I didn't get any farther than that.
Oh, I made a label or something. I had a label generator.
Oh yeah.
I made a funny label,
yeah.
But then it wouldn't upload into Blogspot. So
oh,
it did it once. Yeah, like. I like uploaded it and it said there was an error, and I did it again and it uploaded, but I noticed there was an error on the generator, so I deleted it before committing it to Blogspot, and then it never would take it again, so it was weird.
Now I looked through the best of the Web 2.0
uh-huh.
site, and there were tons of things on there, and so I was able to find the Threadless T-shirt website that I'd heard lots about, where you can submit your own designs. And if they're chosen, they'll print them on T-shirts.
Oh, that's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, Jamie wears Threadless T-shirts all the time. She has tons of them.
Oh, that's
she,
cool.
So, but yeah. But that was a fun site. And then there's Etsy.com, which I had heard of before. I just forgot about it. It's like eBay, but it's for people that are arts and crafts. And
really?
Not like, you know, corn cob dolls, but like people that sell their art online. And so you can have an Etsy store, like an eBay store, but it's all you selling stuff you make.
Well, is it that, or is it, because I know there's a website where you can take whatever your art is, and you have it online, and people can pick whatever art they want, and then that company puts it on, like, a T-shirt or a mug or whatever.
Cafe Press,
is
I
that
think.
What that
Cafe
is?
Press.
Okay.
Yeah. Cafe Press is like that. And then there's a couple other sites that do that type of thing. They'll make posters or bumper stickers or, you know, whatever out of your art. But, no, this is, like... You can have a photograph and, you know, matted print and put it
okay.
on there, and people can buy it. It's not an auction site like eBay. It's more of just a retail store for e-commerce
What's
for artists.
What's it called?
Etsy?
Etsy. Like the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
It's not I. It's more E-T-S-Y, I think. It's on, if you go to...
Etsy.
2.0?
Etsy, yeah, that may be right. It's under the Web 2.0 Best Of, under that module.
I'll look that up.
And they list a whole bunch of different things. Like, they list different applications, like what was the top three applications for tagging. So, Delicious, a lot of the things that we did are listed in there. But then it also gives some other options. So,
yeah.
Like, if, like, we hated AIM, then it had some of the other options that you could use for instant messaging.
Yeah, they had a lot of different categories. Like, they had, what are the top three Web 2.0 applications for health?
Yeah.
So, they had things
yeah.
where you could... using their site, partner up with other people, and make sure everybody works out and eats right and all those
right.
good things.
But yeah, you would love it.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that.
Okay, how about photos with Flickr? What do we think of Flickr?
I like Flickr.
I like Flickr.
Flickr.
I think this is my first positive comment.
Yay!
It was very nice to see all the ring tossing pictures on there.
Yeah, we've used Flickr a couple of times. We posted our painting pictures when we painted our rooms black, and also from from Becky's birthday
/ bon voyage
yeah. bash. So
you still have to get Ben's baby shower up too.
Oh yeah, I've still got those pictures. I just haven't posted them.
Yeah. I think the other option that we could use besides Flickr was Picasa, which I have used, too. It's a Google program.
I find Picasa very invasive.
Really?
Like, I've had Picasa on my computer at home when I had the internet, and it would go in there
yeah.
and suck out all the pictures on my computer and try to share them. I'm like, no.
See, I've not had that problem.
No. Only these pictures. And then it wants to, like, open up. It sets it. You can turn it off, but at first it was, when do you, like, open all my pictures in Picasa? I'm like, no. You're not my default browser either.
Yeah, I see.
I can see where that would be annoying.
You have to go in and turn it off after you install it. It's like.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
No, I had not had those problems with it, but that would tick me off.
Okay. So video. Video Yay! With YouTube.
I like the video. Video was fun.
I just ended up reviewing videos. I don't think I ever actually put one up. Even though I did make one, I don't think I ever got around to putting it up.
Yeah. I haven't done
started
that yet.
One. You had enough.
Well, we made those upstairs, and I never did put one up. But I was reviewing one, and
so I need to figure out how to if it'll let me put up a QuickTime file, because I have roller derby videos I'd like to put up, but they're .mov.
You could probably convert them.
Mm-hmm. What program would I use to convert with? Oh, Catherine, oh, guru of all things technical.
I bet MPlayer would do it, but but I'll look if you're interested.
I am.
Were your movies that come out of your camera .movs?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had to go in, like...
It depends on what system you have. Like, I don't know of any for Windows right offhand.
Yeah. I know of one that's Mac-based. It's a freeware you can download. But
okay.
We could convert it for you.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Because one of them, literally, the girl goes crashing into the crowd right next to me.
Nice.
And so I'm holding the camera, and she comes out like, ah!
Yeah. QuickTime will convert it, but they won't get the audio.
Oh, that sucks.
Trust me, I was annoyed, and it took me a long time to figure that out. So, but, there's another program from Macintosh that at least will convert it and then link the audio to it. But
Cool.
Give it to us. We can add the Foley effects and have like this big car crash sound and
what is
crowds
that?
Cheering.
That's an actual job for people who just make sound effects. What's that called? You know,
Foley artist.
Oh, Foley artist.
Yeah,
that would be a really awesome job. I think
that would be.
It would be fun. Yeah. I enjoy it on the computer.
Okay. I haven't put any video up yet.
Actually, it was really easy to do.
It was.
It was really easy to do.
My wedding is on YouTube, but so I am on YouTube, but I have not yet put anything on YouTube. Yeah.
Who put that up?
The best man. He put it up that night.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So how did you find it?
I'll tell you later. But it's kind of cute.
We're working on our podcast.
We're
right
working
now.
On our podcast, so.
Yep. We'll let you know later.
It's pretty fun so far.
I guess we'll blog about it later too.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll trash the other person. They did such a bad job.
They wouldn't speak up.
Oh.
I didn't say bad.
They're talking about us.
Okay. And the last one, I guess, is social networking. So Facebook and MySpace.
I like Facebook better than MySpace.
Agree.
But I feel like an outcast on Facebook, too, because I don't know anybody.
I'll
like
totally search for you and friend you.
You only have 4 friends. It's like
I think I friended you today.
That was on MySpace.
Oh, I thought I did both. But
I'll
look for
it
you on Facebook. Okay.
Well, I friended you on MySpace, and I have yet to hear anything.
Oh, nothing came
I'm
through.
I'm snubbed.
You have not been a very good friend to her.
Yes.
It didn't come through. When did it go?
I
found Catherine's went through.
Huh. We'll see.
It said Catherine invites you.
I've come up with the idea. I want to create the anti-social network where nobody talks to anybody. They're all there, but... They all snub each other.
We're already on that one.
What would you call that, though?
Yeah,
nobody space?
I don't care space.
In your Facebook. That'd be good.
That's awesome.
I like Facebook because they've got a Heroes application where it gives you a superpower. It's awesome. I can fly.
I want a superpower.
Well, you need to be on Facebook, and I'll send you the application. And if you accept it, I get 42 experience points.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Today.
Nice.
Tomorrow will probably be 45.
All right.
I haven't explored it that much. I just set up my account, but didn't really do a whole lot with it yet.
I've gotten a lot of invitations to play Scrabulous, so I've been
playing
a little bit of Scrabble.
Online?
Oh. Yes, Scrabble through Facebook, and then...
I haven't seen that one yet.
I'll send it to
you. You should send it to me, too.
It's pretty good.
I'll Scrabble you.
Really?
I've been practicing.
Uh-oh.
Scrabble. Too bad they don't have quarters online.
That would be really hard.
It'd be like a flash game, I think.
Well, they'd have to like have some sort of like, what is it, those gloves, like the virtual reality gloves.
Oh.
And you have to like sit away from your computer and try to like fake throw a quarter at the screen, see if it falls in a box.
You could create a Wii quarters game.
Ooh,
where
that
you
could
just
work
flick
pretty
it.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Yep, there you go.
That'd be cool.
That'd be neat.
That'd be interesting.
That's our $1 million idea, guys.
We should do that.
I have a Wii game where you do surgery on people.
Ooh,
get out. It's pretty cool. Yeah, like some
of them. Do they scream if you cut it wrong?
Well, no, the nurses are like, what are you doing? Dr. Stiles, you should never be a doctor. And you're like, sorry. But some of them are really hard. I mean, like, people come in with glass all coming out of their heart or whatever. And you have to get it out.
Come on.
It's terrible. Or
isn't, like, blood spewing or anything?
There's a little bit, yeah.
It'd be funny if you do something wrong, it covers the screen. And you're like, no!
Yeah, or someone's arm is so shattered, you have to put it together like a puzzle. It's kind of neat.
How
do
you
they
lose?
Flatline on you?
Is that how you lose? They like die on you?
I don't think they actually die. I think people say get out of here and they fix it for you or something. Like I don't know if people actually
do
die.
Do you compete against somebody in that?
No, it's just a game.
No
it's
pressure.
Like, no, I can save him faster. Get out of here.
That could be the future of training doctors, for all we know.
Could be.
That's part of the actually Brent.
Oh yeah,
that's some of the technology the holography and the visualization. That's what they're using some of it for. Is for training in the medical field. It's kind of crazy.
Cool.
And Homeland Security.
Well, I signed up on Ning, which was another one of the social networking.
On
Ning? Ning, N-I-N-G.
Oh, I thought you said mean.
I thought you said mean. I'm like, that sounds like an awful social
network. It's the anti-social network.
What are you doing being mean?
Pretty much joined the Radiohead social group. And
No.
It doesn't really seem as social, though, as MySpace or Facebook, but seems more like a website with a chat feature.
Maybe it's just
the
Radiohead. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the Radiohead people that don't seem as social.
I don't know.
I could see that all that music just makes them just.
They probably
peaceful
can't get
calm.
Out of bed.
Peaceful and calm is Deja crazy.
I think you said you joined. What was that one you said you joined?
I joined one called LinkedIn, which seems to be kind of a professional link together with your colleagues and recommend them to people for. Oh, I would recommend so-and-so's microfilming work, or I would recommend somebody as a project manager. So it looked kind of interesting.
Huh. There's a social networking site I'm on that I also have my old blog on, which I need to go back to posting my dreams, called Yahoo 360.
Hmm.
And it's just like Yahoo's version of MySpace or whatever. Hmm. And it worked. It's pretty hands-on. It's pretty easy. Like I picked it up and didn't have any problems doing anything. Like, oh, this is how I post a picture. Wow, that was simple.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are there any more topics for us to discuss?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're potted.
Potted? What does potted mean?
Podcast.
Oh, potted.
You thought she potted?
Yeah,
like a plant.
Yeah, I'm like.
You take that back. I don't know what that means. But
okay.
So, all right.
So, yeah.
So
I guess that's it. Group
adios.
Effort.
Hope you enjoyed.
I think we did. So.
This is your captain speaking. Goodbye.
WN.
We do not suck. Ever. We're the best.